Now, this morning we have a baptism. At least one, but you can get involved if you want and be baptized as well. I do have one extra towel, and someone could have mine if you didn't bring a towel. And at the end of the service, you're like, actually, I really feel like God wants me to be baptized. We will say, jump in. Jump in the water. And I just wanted to read just about that this morning, because sometimes we wonder, well, why do we need to do this? What's baptism all about? And there's a lot of different aspects about it, but you know, one of the biggest ones, I think the biggest one is that identifying with Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection. And it talks about when we go through the waters of baptism, that's what happens, that we're identifying with him in all those things, knowing that he is the firstborn from the dead, but there's many others who will follow, which is us. And baptism is this beautiful symbol of that, as we believe, as part of our tradition as Baptists, I guess, and as Christians, is that we do it by full immersion in water, and it gives that sense of being buried and being risen to your new life. Because when you've received Jesus Christ genuinely and truly, it says that you are a new creation, a new creature created after Christ Jesus, that the old man is passed away, all things are new. And baptism is part of that sense of we're joining into that and committing to a new life. But I also believe that one of the other reasons is that God can impart stuff during baptism that is amazing. Why do I think that? Well, did you know Jesus got baptized? Most of you might know that, but some of you might not. And it's sort of like, well, why did Jesus get baptized? Like, sometimes people say, oh, it's, you know, for the forgiveness of sin, baptism. But really, that's our faith in Christ, right? But why would Jesus need to be baptized? And he got baptized by John the Baptist, whose baptism was totally about repentance from dead works. Give up the way you've been living, live a new life. Well, Jesus didn't sin. He was sinless. But there's this amazing point in his life just before he started his ministry that he got baptized by John. And this is the story of that. Jesus went from Galilee to the Jordan River to be baptized by John, but John tried to talk him out of it. I'm the one who needs to be baptized by you, he said, so why are you coming to me? But Jesus said, it should be done, for we must carry out all that God requires. So John agreed to baptize him. After his baptism, as Jesus came up out of the water, the heavens were open, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and settling on him. And a voice from heaven said, this is my dearly loved Son who brings me great joy. So sometimes we battle with this whole thing of, well, should I be baptized or not? You know, I was christened as a kid, or all these other things happened during my life. But then I look at Jesus and I'm like, you got baptized. Why? Because it was something that God wanted. And what did Jesus come to do? His Father's will. To do what his Father wanted. And so, you know, maybe too that you've been struggling with this for a while. Yeah, you should. Jesus said, believe, be baptized. And that's what we should do. And it's part of what we do. But it's more important than that. Like I said, it's the identification with Jesus, his death, burial, resurrection. That's what it is after Christ died. But even before that, it seems that baptism was this place where Jesus identified himself as being Jesus, I guess, God's Son, because out of heaven came a voice that was audible. This is my dearly beloved Son who brings me great joy. And the Spirit of God descended on him like a dove. And he got propelled into his ministry after that, after he went out into the desert. He was pushed out into the desert where he was tempted by Satan, came back, and he was working with the power of the Holy Spirit. And I do believe sometimes that this point of baptism is a time when we can really, if we're looking at it like that, we can say, God, this is it, my full surrender to you, and let me do that. So if you want to be baptized today, please, when we're out there baptizing, jump in as well. We'll let you.